So what is it that you behold? What is it that you have in your life that you really enjoy, you really covet, you really put a lot of priority in? Over Christmas break, it was fun because I got to spend some time with my niece and my nephew, and they were very excited about some of their Christmas gifts. When I went over there, my nephew was sure to point out, he says, "Behold, Uncle TJ, our cool trampoline in the backyard." Like, that is a pretty cool gift. And my little niece, my 3-year-old Hannah, had this cool Moana doll. And she says, "Look, Uncle TJ, my Christmas gift, it's Moana." And she even sings, and then she presses a button, and Moana says, "It calls me, and where it goes, no one knows." And it's such a cool little gift that she got. And then, like the city of Houston last night, in the first half, we were like, "Behold, our football team. We could actually win tonight." And then the second half happened. But in our lives, sometimes it's okay. It's okay to behold things. It's okay to want and desire things that might be good. But what we're reminded in the gospel today is that John the Baptist tells us what we should behold. What we should put at the most important place in our life is a gift of faith. John the Baptist, when he sees Jesus walk by, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of the world." And it's a reminder to us in our lives that what we should behold is a gift of faith. Is a gift and the promise of everlasting life that the Lord gives us. It's the same words that John the Baptist said in the gospel that the priest says right before we receive communion. The priest holds up the host and says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of the world." It is the gift that the Lord gives us to encourage us, to inspire us, to center us on what is truly important. So many times in our lives we try to behold things that we think might bring us happiness, whether it's a new car or a new home or a new job or a new relationship with a friend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, something that we desire, something we say, "This might bring us happiness." But we know from life, we know from faith that the only thing that's going to bring us true joy, the only thing that's going to bring us true happiness is a gift of faith. Is a gift of God calling us to grow closer to Him in love. And so we gather together every single week as Catholics. We come together as people of faith because we know we need the Lamb of God. We know we need the Lord Jesus who takes away our sins to be in our lives. And we come before Him because a lot of times life is filled with distractions and struggles and challenges. And we know we can't make it without the love of the Lord. And that's why we come here. We come here because we seek the Lamb of God. We seek the one who takes away our sins, and we receive this beautiful treasure, the gift of the Eucharist, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, who gives us freedom, who gives us peace, and who fills our hearts with love. In today's first reading, we heard from the prophet Isaiah that the Lord formed us in our womb to be a servant. And it's a reminder during this Respect Life Month that God values all life. He values us, He values the unborn, He values the sick and the handicapped and the dying. And so in a special way during this Respect Life Month, we pray for a greater respect of life in all forms so that we may be the voice. May be the voice for those who don't have a voice to stand up for life. But it's also a reminder to us that God says to us, to each and every one of us as children, He says, "Behold, this is my child." He says that about each and every one of us. So when we struggle with life, when we get down on ourselves, the Lord looks at us and says, "Behold, you are my child. I love you. There is nothing you can do in your life. There's nothing that you could ever say that God would stop loving you. He beholds you because He created you. He beholds you because He loves you. He beholds you because He wants you to spend eternity with Him forever in heaven." And so we come before the Lord, beholding Him who can take away our sins. And we come before Him, letting us be beheld by the Lord. We come before Him because we know He loves us. And we know He will always be there for us. He came into the world to love. And He came into the world to take away our sins and give us hope and inspire us. And that's why we come before Him. Today in the responsorial psalm, we sang, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here at St. Lawrence, we celebrated yesterday one of your very own parishioners who said to the Lord, "Here I am." And he was ordained with one of the other 18 guys from the diocese to be a deacon for the church. And so he has laid down his life to continue to serve the Lord as a deacon. And so we'll celebrate next weekend, Deacon Dennis, and I think he'll preach maybe some of the masses. But we celebrate the fact that he has said to the Lord, "Here I am, I come to do your will." And I'm the vocation director for the diocese, and that's my job, is to help people say to the Lord, "Here I am, I come to do your will." The Lord has created us to have hearts of service. And hopefully in some way in your life, you're able to serve the Lord. Maybe it's serving him in a liturgical ministry here at church, or serving him in ministry to the poor, or some sort of service to your brothers and sisters. Or maybe you're in some sort of service job or occupation where you're able to serve God's holy people. But we're all called in some way to serve. And what I do is I get to travel around the diocese and I get to invite young people to think about how you might be called to serve God in a radical and unique way by laying down your life to be a priest, a brother or sister or a nun. I'm thankful for Father Drew for inviting me out to make my annual recruitment pitch here at St. Lawrence to encourage young people to think about giving their lives to service of the church, to be priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And so I would encourage you young people, when you're thinking about what you can do to serve the Lord, what you can do to give your life to Jesus, think about being a priest. Think about being a nun. Think about laying down your life to say, "Lord, here I am. I come to do your will." And people of St. Lawrence, I'm appreciative of your support, your encouragement, by telling the young people of this parish, maybe the young people in your own family, to consider a vocation of the priesthood or religious life. Because our church needs more men and women to sacrifice, to lay down their lives in service to others. One of the main reasons I became a priest, because when I was praying and asking God, "What have you created me to do? What do you want me to spend my life doing?" It would always come up that the Lord wanted me to serve all of His people. One of the best ways that I was able to do that was by serving Him as a priest. I think I have the best job in the world because I get to help so many people, because I get to walk on the journey with so many people trying to find Jesus. I'm able to help them live their lives of service, to be of service to them, to encourage them in the faith, and to help bring them to Jesus. And so I'd invite you, please, to join me in this mission, in this ministry, to encourage young people to think about giving their lives to Jesus as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. I want to ask you young people to continue to be open to that call that God places on your heart, so that you be open to whatever He calls you to do, to serve in the way that He asks you to serve. It's a wonderful ministry, and it's a needed ministry in our church and in our world. I don't think I have to tell you how broken our world is. I don't think I have to tell you how much our world needs Jesus. And priests and nuns are vital roles in the world to be able to bring more people to Jesus. And so we pray for more priests, more brothers, more sisters and nuns to lay down their hearts and their lives in service to the Lord. I'd like to close today with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. Many of us won't have to go to work tomorrow because we honor and remember this great civil rights leader. But in his comment on service, he once said, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to get your subject and your verb to agree to serve. All you need to do is have a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love." So we ask the Lord to fill our hearts with grace. We ask the Lord to help make sure that our souls are generated by love so that we can serve the way that God wants us to serve.